The Great Outdoors from Joy in Devon. I've been thinking a lot lately about the great outdoors, or it could be the good outdoors. Why? Well, I can't affect anything outdoors. The plants grow in the garden in their time, not mine. The weeds grow even faster, don't they? Just like my head, stinking thinking evolves far quicker than the good thinking. I can be sitting in a meeting and without my permission, my head is taking the inventory in a myriad of ways. Well, you know what I mean. In my early days of sobriety, trying to explain to an unbeliever, you don't believe in God, then just keep coming back. Help with the washing up. We will love you till you can love yourself. Think of standing at the tide's edge and trying to stop the tide turning. Think of being in a park and try stopping the wind from blowing. Things today still don't go the way I expect them to. People, places, things and situations get in my way. Hang on a moment. Don't I need those people, places, things and situations to be exactly the way they are for me, to learn ways of dealing with my defects of character? In my drinking days, I saw little beyond the bottom of the glass. My head was filled with the important things. Which shop have I not been in recently? How much booze can I get today? How quickly can I stop feeling the pain? Life was, well, shades of grey. There was no colour or form. Life was dark and dismal. When I'd got step one and working on steps two and three, the grey outdoors became vivid with colour, scents and shapes. I could use my five senses to experience the God, or, if you prefer, the higher power of my understanding. The God word should never be a reason to run away from Alcoholics Anonymous. He's my best friend. He helps me, guides me, teaches me, shows me the way. He is forgiving, loving and caring. Whether I choose to listen is up to me. Whether I choose to put down the drink is up to me. The great outdoors has helped restore all my senses to me. End.